In our next segment, Abby Castillo, granddaughter of civil rights icon Abby Lee Brace, talks about her grandmother's legacy and the recent dedication of a street in her honor. Clinton Avenue is now called Abby Lee Brace Way in Albany, New York. This is H. Bosch Jr. with the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Abby Castillo, granddaughter of the late great civil rights icon Abby Lee Brace, who two Saturdays ago had a street dedicated in her name. Clinton Avenue in Albany, New York is now called Abby Lee Brace Way. How about that? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you and all of our listeners at WOOC 105.3 thanks you. So as I always say before I start every show, let's make it do what it do, and when it's done, it's done. All right. Okay. Why do you think, or why do you believe your grandmother was so willing to help others?
I ask myself that question over and over again. And I honestly used to think that maybe it was something to do with her childhood and how, you know, maybe she went through struggles. But then I just learned to realize that my grandmother just knew what her purpose was in life. And once you know what your purpose is, there's really nothing that can stop you. You'll do anything and everything to fulfill it. And I think that's why she was so willing to help everyone.
I totally believe with that, what you just said. Once you realize your purpose, nothing stops you. And you are just moving in on a cloud that's just unbelievable. You know,
right.
Things just come to you naturally. Or as they say in professional sports, the game slows down, you know?
Yes.
So why so important to get a street dedication after her name?
It was important to me because my grandmother was very humble. When she did things for people, she didn't really look for anything in return ever. She was satisfied with a simple thank you. She wouldn't even accept anything if you tried to give her something for helping you. Mm-hmm. So this was just a very big way of saying thank you to her. Not only just, you know, from her children, her grandchildren, you know, friends, but from the community itself, because she did a lot in the community and she deserves it.
Mm, absolutely. I totally agree with that. So what other ways do you plan on paying tribute to your grandmother's legacy?
So the beginning of this year, February 2018, I started a nonprofit organization in her memory.
Great.
It's King Abby Incorporated.
Wow, what a
and
name.
Basically, I have a lot of programs that are up and coming. Right now, I'm working on the back-to-school giveaway for September. I'm going to do the holiday toy drive, and mm-hmm. I have a mentoring group that's located in Atlanta that I'm bringing to Albany this
okay.
year.
Now, do you live in Atlanta?
I live in Atlanta.
Oh,
but I'm here
Thank
quite
you.
Often,
Thank
and
you
I'm
for
gonna
flying
be,
in. Boy,
WOOC you know,
is really
like
special.
Twice a month.
Okay.
So I'll mm-hmm. be up here a lot more to make sure that the things going on up here, you know, get established okay. the right way. So we'll be doing lots of programs in her memory.
Great. What were some of the things you learned from your grandmother that's instilled in you today that you still carry around?
To be humble. And I can't really stress that enough. Just as surely as you can get something and have all these wonderful things in your life, as surely as they can be taken away and even quickly. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother just always told us, you know, be appreciative for what you have. Don't look down on anyone for what they don't have, because you never know when someone may need to feed you.
Right.
You never know when you'll be in another person's shoes.
Right. Each one teach one.
Amen.
Yes. So how did you feel about things in the community, how would she feel about things in the community today? You know, if she took a look at the community right now today, how would your grandmom feel with what's going on?
I think she would be very disappointed and hurt. I think it would bother her soul, because she always sees the great in people and mm-hmm. sees the good of the community. And I believe she always had this look of that, not just people in Arbor Hill community, but especially people of color, mm-hmm. can have so much more and do so much more. And I think what bothers her is seeing how things are turning out. And I'm not saying that they're absolutely bad, but there has been a lot of gun violence and, you know, things like that. And it's taking a toll on people. And
okay.
it's bothersome. And I think it will bother her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a few more questions, but let me just take a quick break and let people know who you are. For those of you just tuning in, this is H. Bosch Jr., WOOC 105.3 FM Troy, New York, sweating like an Alabama preacher in July, but... Moving right along, right, Jonah? But let me dig right back in, okay? Second half of the questions.
Yes.
Your fondest memory of your grandmom, and I'm sure there's so many.
There are many, but my fondest memory of my grandmother, and it makes me very proud to be able to say, is that my grandmother was a praying woman. Mm. My fondest memory of my grandmother would be when she would, before rest, she would go and take her a nice shower, clean herself from head to toe, put on a nice silk nightgown, and she would get on the floor on the side of her bed on her hands and knees, and she would pray. And she wouldn't pray for 10 or 20 minutes. She could pray for hours.
Wow. Wow. So that, wow, that's moving in itself.
I'm living off of my grandmother's prayers. I've been blessed in a lot of situations where I could have been dead or seriously hurt.
And so many people in the entire 518 area
is
living off your grandmom's prayer
and
standing on her shoulders. And also living off those whippings that I got. I was one of them.
Oh, I got those whippings too.
Okay. All right. So what type of personality did she have?
My grandmother... she was a laid-back type of person. She was no-nonsense. Let me just say that. She was very polite. She was the nicest woman you ever wanted to meet.
Okay.
But my grandmother also didn't play any games. She wouldn't let anyone talk to her or treat her any kind of way.
Okay.
She knew what she was worth, and she always stood up for herself. But she didn't go about in a bullying type of way or an aggressive, confrontational type of way.
So why do you think you were named after your grandma?
Well, I know exactly why I was named after my grandmother. The story goes that there was one of my aunts was also having a baby at the time, and my grandmother asked her to name her daughter Abby, and she said
no. And knowing your mom, she said no.
Well, yeah, my aunt said no, but when it came to my mother, my grandmother was basically like, hey, she's on my life insurance, and she's taking my name.
Okay.
That's where I'm named from. That's how I got her name. Her life insurance, taking my name.
Can't argue with that.
I paid for the kid.
Yeah, you can't argue with that. And before we end, shout out to your mom, Miss Paula. Thank you so much. You are a true treasure with everything you do. How did she raise, now this is something that I'm sure all my listeners want to know. How did she raise 16 kids and had time to raise others? And once again, I am proof positive because I was one of them that she helped raise. How?
You ever heard the saying, God won't give you more than you can handle?
Woo, yes.
There's something about this woman, Miss Abby Lee Brace, my grandmother.
Talk about intestinal fortitude.
Who just had it in her to take care of children, to be able to raise the multitude of children that she had. She wasn't a weak woman at all.
Mm-mm.
She was a God-fearing woman. She was a prayer warrior. And she did it, and she did it with joy.
Grace, dignity,
she loved it.
Strength, and love.
I don't think it bothered her at all. I mean, I'm sure anyone as a mother has some difficult times.
In God's grace and favor.
She would never give up with anything.
Okay. So let me close out this awesome interview with one last question. If you had just one more time, what would you say to your grandma?
I would...
I know
well,
this
first
is emotional.
Off, I would tell her that I love her, because I do. But I would say thank you to her. And I would just give her a proper goodbye. My grandmother wasn't afraid of death because she knew where she was going.
Okay.
It was hard on all of us because we weren't prepared for her to go. So I would give her a proper goodbye because I didn't have the opportunity to do that. But I honestly would just tell her thank you, because I look up to my grandmother in a lot of ways. The things that she, you know, has done and the type of woman that she was. I really want to... I want to be like her. I'm happy to be named after her and to walk in her shoes. And I'm getting there, but she showed me a lot, you know, what it means to be a woman and a Christian woman.
Great.
So really, I would just say thank you.
Well, I want to end by saying we are truly blessed to bring awareness and exposure to a great, great civil rights icon. I just want to say rest in peace, Miss Abby Lee Brace. We all owe you a debt of gratitude, especially me. I stand on your shoulders. So, this is your Alabama preacher sweating in July.
As you should.
Exactly.
Detox.
Messed up my hair, messed up my part. But until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's. Education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. And my tribute to my own mom, this is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. Thank you so much, Ms. Castillo, for stopping by and sharing your remarkable story about your grandmother.
That was my co-host, H. Bosch Jr., talking to Abby Lee Brace about the street in Albany that's been named in her grandmother's honor, Abby Lee Brace Way, and her grandmother's important legacy in Troy.
For those of you just tuning in, I'm H. Bosch Jr.
And I'm Corinne Carey. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM Troy.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program, to listen online, and to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at mediasanctuary.org. If you have some comments, suggestions, or sour bone to pick, you can text us at 518-888-3004. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for the Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.